This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Timberwolves off for the All-Star break. Anthony Edwards front and center. He'll be a reserve for the NBA's Western Conference, and the Timberwolves get back at it. And you see him on FanDuel Sports Network. Timberwolves analyst Kevin Lynch joins us. Kev, how you been?
I'm doing actually very well, my friend. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to visit with you. Now, during the break in the past, haven't you gone somewhere warm like Key West or something like that, or are you staying home?
No, I'm in Key West. I'm in the lower Keys, as they like to say in South Florida right now, and it's like 80 degrees. I played tennis twice today, and I played in a tournament this morning, a tennis tournament, had some fun, and then played a second time, and watching live music tonight. Going to eat some delicious Cuban food tonight. Life is good, my friend.
Yeah, that is good. I figured, because here on the show already, we talked to Phil Miller from the Star Tribune, covering the Twins up in Fort Myers. Kind of a long drive from where you're at. I mean, in reality.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's a haul. And then we also gave an update on the golf leaderboard at Torrey Pines in San Diego. And then we had Jez Myers. Now, he's back in the cities, but he had spent a week in Mexico, or not quite a week, in Mexico. So we're hitting all the warm weather spots. So I'm glad you're enjoying. One thing I would do, I want to get an update on your tennis game. Are you dominating right
well,
now?
This term,
I mean, are you just – making people cry at the end of these matches?
No, you know, so this tournament this morning, I did make it to the finals. It was just a doubles tournament. It was a fundraiser for the boys basketball program at Key West High School. I had a fundraiser to raise money, and so they did a tennis tournament. So I joined. I did the tournament. I got to the finals, but lost in the finals, which just wasn't a big deal because it was all about raising money for the program. But the days of like cutthroat and trying to rip out somebody's heart on the tennis court or basketball court for that matter, Steve, those days are long gone.
Okay.
It's now about exercise. It's all about exercise, Steve, not extra fries.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome, because I know back in the day you were hyper competitive. You hated to lose.
Yeah, it was back in my 20s when I was high school teens, and in my 20s when I was playing professionally, it was kind of like that. I mean, I liked when I would go play pick up basketball at around the Twin Cities and people would come after me, you know, and want a piece of me, and I looked forward to that stuff. But nowadays, not so much. It's only about exercise and having fun and trying to keep the weight down for me. So I don't take it so seriously like I used to. But that's getting older, man. That's how it works.
Before you know it, the Timberwolves will be back at it out of the break, and then really the stretch drive well past the halfway point. Yeah. And I visited with Chris Hine of the Star Tribune about this, I think a week ago on the show, and that is Anthony Edwards and how he's evolved. And you and I have discussed this, is when they traded Karl Anthony Towns to the New York Knicks and they brought in Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, it was clear Ant was the guy. They're building around him. He's the cornerstone player for this franchise. And I always felt like it took time for him to adjust the role as being the man. And now it seems as though with this play after the new year and once it turned 2025, is that he's starting to embrace and understand that role and really playing great.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, his talent is obvious and everybody can see it. We've seen it now for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And I think I've said this to you before, you know, to me, the absolute final step of being a star player or a superstar, whatever you want to call these top 25 guys in this league, the final step is, can you make your teammates look better than they really are? Can you improve the play of everybody else? The truly great players, from even Jordan, you know, who is such a great individual player when he was a young guy, he didn't start to win NBA championships until he helped develop Pippen and Horace Grant and all those other guys in those initial Bulls teams. But Bird did it. Magic Johnson did it. The great players pull up their teammates with them. And that's still evolving with Anthony Edwards. The individual talent we all can see, we all can recognize. But at the end of the day, you know, he's got to pull up everybody else. And sometimes he's doing it. He's still a young guy at 23 years old, and sometimes he still needs room for growth. So, but yeah, he keeps making steps. He's so entertaining. He's got the big personality. The final step will be consistently pulling up his teammates with him. And when that happens, and they have other talent around him that can play well, then they got a chance to be a team that consistently goes deep in the playoffs, and hopefully can, you know, get to the finals and play for a championship. But yeah, he's a special talent for sure.
Yeah, and if anybody had on their bingo card the way they would handle the Oklahoma City Thunder in the final game before the break, that was a bit unexpected and a nice win for him.
Yeah, especially with guys out. And, you know, like I was just looking at the box score before we talked, just 10 minutes ago, I was looking at the Thunder box score, and then the Milwaukee box score as well. And Naz Reid, that guy, you know, I don't think the Wolves pulled the trigger on that Karl Anthony Towns trade unless they feel Naz Reid can kind of fill in that role. And, of course, Julius Randle too. But Naz playing well this last 2 weeks to a month has been big. Jaden McDaniels just taking a step. So, yeah, to beat a team like that, who's got a great chance, I think, when it's all said and done, to get to the finals, the Thunder, to beat those guys, really kind of in health, you know, a healthy group of Thunder players, that's one of the best wins of the season so far. And then you got the young guys, you know, stepping forward and playing with energy. That's good to see. So things are going in a positive direction, and hopefully they can keep playing like that consistently, because that's been the big issue. Good game one night, bad game the next night, this back and forth between win a game, lose a game, win three, lose three. They got to get out of that pattern, and it seems like the last month it's been better.
Yeah, in reality, just being six or better is the key. Get to the playoffs, number one, avoid the play-in tournament, and you're good. I don't know if there's a huge advantage in home court and all of that. You just want to be above six. Or six or above.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about the trade deadline, too, just, you know, whatever, last week, was the fact that a lot of the teams right around the Wolves, from the Lakers, the splashiest moves that were made at the trade deadline were all Western Conference teams and all teams right around where the Timberwolves are, from the Lakers to Golden State to Dallas to Sacramento and San Antonio, teams that are all right there. So all those the Wolves are going to have to play well to finish out the season, you know, starting now, because a lot of those teams right around them made big moves that can help them in the stretch run. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, Minnesota's got to play well because a lot of these teams right around them have improved from trades, and it's going to be a race to the finish and who can play well, because, yeah, you don't want to be 7, 8, or 10 or whatever, because then you're dealing play-in situation. You want to avoid that as much as you can, and hopefully the Wolves can stay above that 7, 8 seed.
All right, Kevin, before we let you get back to what's going on in Key West, let's talk about one of the big trades in recent memory in any league, and that is Luka Doncic going from the Mavericks to the Lakers, and they get in return Anthony Davis. And Davis, when healthy, is still a dominant player, but you know, Doncic leaving Dallas, going to L.A. to play alongside LeBron James here at the end of his career, it's startling.
Yeah, you know, we could sit and talk about this for half an hour, this trade. Yep. You know, Doncic for sure is a talented, I mean, he's one of the best players in the NBA, talented scorer, plays very little defense, so that's going to be an issue for the Lakers. And frankly, I mean, I'm not a huge Doncic fan. It was kind of hard to watch him in that Western Conference Finals against the Wolves last year because he can be kind of a whiny baby. He's very arrogant. He's super talented. He's one of the best players. Yes. I just don't enjoy watching him play. And honestly, with that trade, if Anthony Davis is healthy, Steve, the Lakers Dallas is a better, more talented team than Los Angeles. The Lakers, they need to make more deals to beef up that team. The Mavericks are better than the Lakers right now, as long as Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are healthy. So, but the Lakers, yes, they get their star for the next 10 years. Doncic is 25 years old, so he's a young guy. So that part was surprising. But, I just think at the end of the day, Dallas is going to be a bigger factor late in the playoffs than Los Angeles. And frankly, Doncic and LeBron James, they both need the ball in their hands to be at their best. So how this is going to work out in the long haul is going to be really interesting. But again, if Dallas can stay healthy, they're going to be a handful, you know, come April, May, and maybe June. We'll see.
Yeah, Davis is just one of those guys, when healthy, is really, really good. And I totally agree with you on Doncic. I always felt that way. Supremely talented. Is he as soon-to-be 26-year-old? I think at the end of the month he turns 26, still officially 25. You know, is he taking care of himself and in peak physical condition? Sometimes it doesn't look like it. You know, and there's a reason the Mavericks were willing to make this trade. You know, there is that as well. They made this deal eyes wide open.
Yeah, no. I think when you know, everybody was so surprised when the deal took place. Nobody saw it coming. And one of my first thoughts after I heard that the deal was final was, I think there's more to the story here when it comes to them trading Doncic than what we're hearing. And it's like some of the stuff starts to creep out of, you know, they're concerned about his health and he's putting on too much weight and kind of his behavior maybe behind the scenes or in the locker room. So, sometimes when trades like that, you know, when that those trades like that happen, you don't hear the full story. And I think there's more to it and eventually that stuff will come out. So I like, it was surprising for me initially, but if Davis is healthy, I like Dallas's chances at least initially here.
Yeah, Kevin Lynch joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. One other move: Jimmy Butler gets his way, gets out of Miami, ends up in Golden State. Steph Curry, one last push. Right now, they're in the play-in. They're a game and a half ahead of Phoenix in the 10 spot right now. Can that work?
They're not a championship team. I mean, I don't think. I mean, and one thing, you know, Butler, how many bridges is that guy burning in the last 5 years from Chicago to Minnesota to Philadelphia to Miami and now Golden State? And yeah, he's still a really, really good or great player. He's going to help them. But to me, the Warriors are still too small. And Curry, as great as he has been for a long time, he's not the same player that he was, whatever, 10 years ago, for sure. He's just older. And Butler's got a lot of miles on him, too. And Draymond Green, for that matter, too. So they're better for getting Jimmy Butler. But to me, their lack of inside play and size along that front line for Golden State is going to be a problem. They're a better team, and they're a team maybe that can win a series in the playoffs, but you know they're not going to make any big noise at the end of the day. So it was a splashy trade. They're a better team, but they're not a championship-caliber team.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, always good to visit with you. Enjoy Key West.
Thanks, Steve. Great to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, there he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network, Timberwolves analyst, Timberwolves in the All-Star break, and in the All-Star Game Western Conference Reserve. Quick break. We'll come back. So much more to go. I will talk more girls hockey. Pairings are set. 1A, 2A. Start on Wednesday in St. Paul with the 1A schools. 2A on Thursday. Championship Saturday, a week from today. And we'll do that in more detail in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, we're going to do an update on what's going on over at the U now. Talk more girls hockey after the bottom of the hour and run through the pairings of the 1A and 2A tournament starting Wednesday in 1A, Thursday quarterfinals in 2A. So we'll do that following the weather coming up, because Golden Gopher men's basketball wins at USC 69-66. It is a final. Meanwhile, Golden Gopher women's basketball take on Oregon at 2 tomorrow at the Barn, but it's on Big Ten Plus. And can't we get some of these games that are on Big Ten Plus on, like, a local channel somehow, so we don't have to pay the extra money? Because it's not going to be on BTN. It's on BTN Plus. And
but that's what it's about, Steve. That's what sports are about, Steve. It's about the money. Everybody knows that. It's about the money, the exchange, the growth. That's all that matters.
I want to watch this team. I do. They're headed in the right direction. Don Plutzwhite's doing a great job with this program, but they make it so hard to watch. And BTN has the bandwidth to make it available. If you have, for instance, YouTube TV or DirecTV or Xfinity or whatever, you get BTN. It's part of the deal. Make these games available. And I think they need to do a better job around the Big Ten making this programming available in those markets. Kind of like the NFL does, where if you live in this area, say in the Twin Cities area or any Minnesota television market, you get the Vikings on free TV during the regular season. And the Big Ten, with all their money and their fancy television contract and their own network, have got to make this product more available. I want to watch this team tomorrow at 2, but, you know, am I going to put my credit card out there again? Maybe I need to. Maybe I'm just too much of a cheapskate.
If you cancel after 2 weeks, it's fine, right? Are you that person that automatically cancels right away after get out what you need? Because I also forget, and then I wonder why I have like 18 different subscriptions that I don't remember using at all.
Well, you remember that wild card weekend playoff game a season ago on Peacock. And you and I have had this conversation. Hell, I had Peacock for like a year. And I'm like, wait, what? And you're right. I remember you saying this. It came in handy during the Olympics.
Yep. You give the money for the Olympic coverage. I want more of that. They made advancements. That's an effective layout of access that we're talking about. Like, why can't the Big Ten create an app like that where you could tune in? Here's men's basketball, Purdue and Iowa. Here's women's gymnastics. Like, why can't there be a Big Ten app that I can log in and sign up for a trial and then lose my money there for weeks on end? Like, I want that option too.
Yeah, I want to watch women's hoops tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Minnesota and Oregon. And I would be willing to invest in something like that. So, all right. Men's hockey underway at Michigan. They're trying for a split. They got beat by the Wolverines at Yost last night. We covered that with Jess Myers. And then women's hockey, they were down 1-0 on the brink of dropping 5 in a row. They get 2 goals in the third at St. Cloud State.
Oof.
Beat the Huskies 2-1 to snap the losing streak at 4. So they dropped the final game against Ohio State. Just got pounded by the Badgers in Madison last weekend.
Curse you, Mark Johnson.
Drop the opener against St. Cloud State and then come back and get it done. So, good win for the Golden Gopher women's hockey team. And then, by the way, they close out the regular year, believe it or not, next weekend at Ritter against UMD. And that'll be Friday night, 6 o'clock, and then a Saturday matinee at 2. Then it's on to the WCHA playoffs after that, so it does go quick for sure. So that's the update from the U. We're going to come back, talk state girls hockey, the first big winter sports tournament. I know that there was alpine and Nordic skiing up north, and you have dance this weekend at Target Center, which is a huge deal. And then, of course, girls hockey takes center stage next Wednesday and Thursday at the X in St. Paul. We'll talk more about that following the weather here at News Talk 830-WCCO. If you're just tuning in, Golden Gopher men's hoops get a big win at USC, 69-66. They'll be at UCLA on Tuesday, and the Bruins near the top of the conference. USC middle of the pack, but a nice win for the Gophers today. Once again, Minnesota beats USC, 69-66. Gopher women's basketball against Oregon tomorrow, 2 at the Barn. And then men's hockey underway at Michigan. Gopher women's hockey, a winner at St. Cloud State, 2-1. They get a split of the weekend series and break a 4-game losing streak there. Girls state hockey tournament pairings are set. We should point out dance, final night of the dance state tournament at Target Center, and that is quite an event. They really bring in the big crowds for that. And then, of course, girls hockey next week. 1A starts on Wednesday at the Xcel Energy Center, and here we go. We brought it up with Jess Myers early, a little controversy. Waro, the number 3 seed, so they go into that tournament with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. Here's how it shakes out. Starting at 11 a.m. Wednesday, number 7, Fergus Falls against Orono at 11 a.m. Orono, another really good team. And then at 1, number 6, Marshall against number 3, Warroad, with, as Jez said, chip on their shoulder coming in. And then at 6, number 8, River Lakes against number 1, Dodge County. And then in the nightcap, number 5, Proctor Hermantown against Holy Angels. They are the number 4 seed. And then we'll run down the 2A, and the pairings are set. 11 a.m. game, number 7, Rosemount against number 2, Centennial Spring Lake Park. They had a big year. They shut out Maple Grove in the section final there. Centennial Spring Lake Park, really good. The team to beat all year in the Northwest Suburban. Another team out of the Northwest Suburban making their 8th straight tourney appearance, number 6 Andover, Melissa Volk, their head coach. Another very solid team. They take on number 3 Hill Murray in the 1 o'clock game. That's probably the game of the quarterfinals, in my opinion, Andover and Hill Murray in the 1 o'clock game. And then number 1 Edina takes on number 8 Farmington at 6. The Hornets get the number 1 because the number 1 ranked team for a good chunk of the year, Minnetonka, got beat by Holy Family in the section final in OT. I think it was the second overtime. Number 5 Holy Family against number 4 Moorhead in the nightcap in St. Paul. And what a thrill for the girls. And Lindsay, you played in this tournament. You played on the ice at the X.
I did.
In the girls tournament.
I did, and I got way too many friends involved in the tournament this year and every year. Thankfully, a lot of the women that I grew up playing with have chosen to give back, like you mentioned, with Melissa Volk and in Andover. I went to school with her little brother, and Sammy Reber did a lot of scoring on me in Braemar Arena during the summers. Not so much during the actual high school hockey season, because we were smart enough not to play Edina super often, but it's certainly one of the, I think, bookmark experiences of my life. My team went in 2009. It was our program's first time ever to make the state tournament. It was a really, really big deal. And unfortunately, the opening game did not go super well for me. We matched up against Hopkins, which was a powerhouse at the time. They had the likes of Callie Bilodeau in the net. Cara Johnson was a great forward on their team. They had Becky Cordham, who went on to play for the Gophers. I think she had at least two goals, including one clap bomb from inside the top of the circles that I didn't even see. It just is one of those that you blink and you don't even realize what happened to you. So I had an early shower for my first game in the Minnesota State Tournament, but it means so much to all of us. I mean, just being the first program to do that, or the first team in our program's history to do that, meant a lot. I'm sure it doesn't maybe mean as much to teams like Edina, where it's just kind of you're expected to go year after year and you win year after year, but you know, playing and getting ready in the locker room that the NHL players did, you know, when I'm 16, 17 years old, that's what you dream about.
Yeah. And you know, there's talk, particularly this tournament, you know, is the X the best spot for this tournament? Because XL Energy Center, Boys State Hockey Tournament, particularly the AA Thursday, AA semifinals Friday night, they pack them in, championship Saturday night, AA championship. For the girls tournament, there's always been that talk that the X is great in the experience you talked about, but is the overall fan player experience the way it should be? Is there another venue more appropriate? And, you know, no one can speak to that more than you because you've been there.
Yeah, yeah, and I got to say, playing in the XL Energy Center, as special as it is a very cavernous room, and it's not like the Boys State Tournament where you have these season ticket holders where that's been an available option for decades. And it's not just the games at the XL. Let's talk about the Let's Play Hockey Expo that goes on. There's so many more events around the Boys State Tournament, and so I'd like to see a little bit more of growth in those area of the support, that fan experience that you're talking about. It's not just putting the butts in the seats. It's all the things around it too. But it's a lot more fun playing in an arena where it feels like the fans are on top of you, which you can achieve in arenas like Ritter Arena, where, you know, the consolation bracket usually plays. But in terms of getting to the cathedral, getting into the locker rooms where you've seen the in-between the period interviews with Kevin Gorg and Mikko Koivu from back in the day and all this, that to me is worth it. Not just because the boys get it, but that to me, and especially now that there's a legitimate league that provides an option for girls and women to make a livelihood playing this game, I didn't have the good timing of that fortune, and so I think that means something different to the young ladies that are participating in the tournament this year and going forward, because it's a true industry that they can elevate themselves through, and for some of them, that first step on that grand journey is national anthem at the XL Energy Center.
Yeah, a lot of great play. I was at Aldridge Thursday night for that Section 4 AA final, called it on NSPN.TV, and Hillmurry got the win over Woodbury. And by the way, the Woodbury Royals had a great year coming in, 22 wins. Hillmurry was terrific. John Pohl and his wife, Chrissy Wendell, Pohl now, they're on the bench. They have two daughters on the ice, Emily and Anna. I mean, they're pretty good in a very young team.
Mm-hmm.
But Aldrich Arena as a venue in a section final, boys or girls, it's hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's second to none unless the Coliseum is back open, and that's only fun just for the bit of it, right? I think I got ready on just like a metal fold-out chair in the most misshapen room in that arena, but it was the greatest victory I think I ever experienced, at least at the high school level, 2-1 against the crosstown rival Moundsview, the Mustangs, we put them down. We put them straight down. It was the best.
At the Coliseum.
At the Coliseum.
The Big W.
It was the best, awesome. Steve. It was the best. God, that was
a
long time
I remember
ago.
As a kid, I mean, in junior high, going to see section finals at the Fairgrounds Coliseum. Really good stuff. I hope at some point they're going to put a lot of money and remodel the Coliseum. I wish that the State Fair, and we've said this before, they have the money. Put a rink in there. At least for a few weeks every year to have girls and boys section tournaments in that building on the fairgrounds. And there's ample parking. I think it would be great to resurrect that. But good luck to the girls this week. And by the way, I get a chance to call a couple of games at the girls' state hockey tournament Thursday in AA. Have Rosemount and Centennial Spring Lake Park. And that is available through the High School League website, MSHSL.org, and then, of course, Andover and Hill Murray at 1 o'clock. Really look forward to that. Once again, MSHSL.org, and that's through NSPN.TV. And then, of course, the games for the semifinals and championship Saturday move over to Channel 45. So really look forward to it. Love going to the state tournaments. And, you know, it's funny you bring it up, Lindsay. My youngest brother played in a prep bowl his junior year in high school. And, you know, he doesn't talk about it a lot, but when we do talk about that experience, getting to play in the home of the Vikings at the time, the Metrodome, in a prep bowl, he's never going to forget that. And his buddies are never going to forget that.
Yeah, lifelong memories. That's what the sports are about, not the money, like I said earlier. That was sarcastic.
Yeah, it's not about the money. 13 minutes now in front of 6. Quick break. We'll come back, put a bow on it in a moment. Steve Thompson and Lindsay Brown, our producer, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Regular season boys hockey final from Aldrich, Lindsay. Get this. Hill Murray, Moorhead go to OT 7-7. Pioneers win it in OT.
No!
8-7.
No!
A goalie nightmare.
Not wait, 8-7?
8-7 final OT.
Oh,
Hill Murray,
God.
Moorhead boys over at Aldrich in a matinee today.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's an absolutely brutal Saturday. You don't even feel good about the win if you're the winning netminder either, because you know that the coaches are gonna be giving you some eyeballs. Like, should we maybe explore? So it's. But I guess at least somebody gets to go. But I'm sad. I wanted the Spuds to win. I love when the Potatoes make it.
Yeah, and. Hey, they still have a shot. They still have a shot as the regular season winds down. But that is a wild one. And it looks like it was just packed at Aldrich for that matinee today as the boys wind down their regular season. Once again, girls tournament next week. Dance winds down tonight at Target Center. A great tournament. And then it's state wrestling, boys hockey. You got boys swimming and diving over at the U, and then, of course, girls and boys hoops to close it out toward the end of March. So a great time of year on the high school scene. Quick update on the golf. World number one Scottie Scheffler struggled today at Torrey Pines, and that may be an understatement. Patrick Rogers, 4-under today, 68, 8-under for the tournament. Denny McCarthy, 1-back. Ludvig Åberg, 2-back. Then Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay, Tommy Fleetwood, Davis Thompson, -4. And then in a huge group at 3-under par, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler. Scottie is 76 today. Really struggled on his round. He was all over the place and didn't make a lot of putts. So that's where they are. Final round of the Genesis Invitational at Torrey Pines in San Diego. And remember, that's typically at Riviera in the L.A. area, Pacific Palisades, but they had to move it because of those terrible fires. Update on our weather one more time. We've got all the news at 6, and we want you to enjoy your Saturday night. But think about the weather. It's going to be cold. They continue to reduce the chance of snow overnight tonight. A 30% chance, maybe a dusting here in the city, low 2 below. Tomorrow, we'll see some sun, but it'll be chilly, 8 above. Then Sunday night, minus 12. President's Day, high 1 below. And then the really cold night, 15 below Monday night. And then Tuesday will climb above 0 at 2. And then the gradual warming trend starts. 6 Wednesday, 12 Thursday, 18 Friday. And then sunny and 27 next Saturday. I mean, ooh, people will be walking around without a coat next Saturday.
Speedo weather, you know, Steve. You told me to let you know when it officially turns Speedo weather. So here's the call. Here's the official spotlight into the sky. All I know is I got a snow blow tonight, Steve. You scared me straight because I was like, maybe I can leave it. Maybe I can deal with it.
No,
if it's too cold, I got to do it. I got to do it tonight.
Clean it up. Yeah.
I'm going to put Lady Gaga on and go to town.
Yeah. Get it done. I got up early, got a little bit of a workout, and then I cheated. And I used the snow thrower. We talked to Shaletta about that.
Yeah.
But if you're sensible, it is good exercise to go out.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, be smart about it. You know, if you've got an underlying health condition, you shouldn't be shoveling snow. I'm at a point where a little bit of that, I need that. I need to get out and move a little bit, and move in the snow helps. But once again, take it easy.
I'm going to try not to throw the snow back into my face. I haven't quite figured when I'm making the turns. Because you get to the middle of it, you're like, do I need to go to the left side or the right side of the driveway? I'm not sure.
Exactly.
And then it just ends up right back into my face. And so we're learning. It's only like my third time snow blowing ever tonight. So I'll let you know how it goes next week.
Well, yeah, and as a goalie, you would go down, freeze the puck, and then someone would do the jet stop and put the spray up in your face.
Oh, nobody was doing that in front of my crease, Steve. You get a nice little chop to the lower spinal column if that was me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Lindsey Brown, Steve Thompson, have a great Saturday night. Don't forget the huddle tomorrow. Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz, tons of great sports between 10 and noon.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.